Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Understanding SQL, Structured Query Language. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of SQL and its role in data management, the basic structure of SQL commands, and an introduction to relational databases. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the purpose of SQL in data analytics and identify its basic components. Main content overview of SQL and its role in data management. SQL, or structured query language, serves as the standard language for managing and manipulating databases. It allows users to create, read, update, and delete data, which is essential for any data-driven decision-making process. Think of SQL as the bridge between users and databases, enabling efficient data retrieval and manipulation. In the modern business landscape, data is a vital asset. SQL empowers organizations to analyze this data effectively, helping them gain insights that drive strategic decisions. For instance, a company can use SQL to query customer data, analyze buying patterns, and tailor marketing strategies accordingly. This capability is fundamental for businesses in a B2C model, where understanding customer preferences directly impacts sales and engagement. SQL's versatility also extends to various data types, allowing users to work with text, numbers, dates, and more. This flexibility makes SQL an indispensable tool for data analysts, data scientists, and business intelligence professionals alike. Basic structure of SQL commands. SQL commands are structured in a straightforward manner, generally comprising three main components: clauses, expressions, and predicates. The most common SQL command is the SELECT statement, which retrieves data from a database. A basic SQL command looks like this: SELECT specifies the columns you want to retrieve. FROM indicates the table from which to pull data. WHERE filters the results based on specified conditions. For example, if a business wants to find all customers who made a purchase in the last month, the SQL query might look like this. This command retrieves the names of customers who made purchases after September 1, 2023. This simple structure demonstrates how SQL can efficiently extract valuable insights from vast datasets. Additionally, SQL commands can be combined with other commands to perform more complex data manipulations. For instance, the insert command allows users to add new records to a table, while the update command modifies existing records. Understanding these commands is crucial for effectively managing data in any database environment. Introduction to relational databases. Relational databases are designed to store data in a structured format, using tables that can relate to one another. Each table contains rows and columns, where rows represent individual records and columns represent attributes of those records. For example, imagine a database for an e-commerce platform. You might have separate tables for customers, orders, and products. Each customer can have multiple orders, and each order can contain multiple products. SQL enables you to join these tables to gain a comprehensive view of the data. A common SQL operation is the join command, which allows you to combine records from two or more tables based on a related column. For instance, if you want to list all products ordered by a specific customer, you could use a join query to connect the customers and orders tables. Here's a simple example of a join query. This query retrieves the name of the customer and their corresponding order IDs, providing a clear view of John Doe's transactions. Understanding how to use joins effectively is crucial for any data analyst, as it allows for deeper insights into data relationships. Another important aspect of relational databases is the use of primary and foreign keys. A primary key uniquely identifies each record in a table, while a foreign key establishes a relationship between two tables. This relationship is vital for maintaining data integrity and ensuring that the database remains organized. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential aspects of SQL, including its role in data management, the basic structure of SQL commands, and an introduction to relational databases. You learned how SQL serves as a powerful tool for retrieving and manipulating data, which is critical for informed decision-making in any business context. By understanding these foundational concepts, you are well-equipped to leverage SQL in your data analytics journey. Reflection questions: how can SQL help you analyze customer data to enhance marketing strategies? In what ways do you see relational databases influencing decision-making within your organization? Reflect on your understanding of SQL commands. What aspect do you find most useful for your personal or professional growth?